At the lower level of the Fred Jones Jr. Museum of Art, workers are measuring and hanging works of art from the Advancing American Art exhibit, dismantled by the government more than 60 years ago. Mark White, the Eugene B. Adkins and chief curator for the museum, helps a worker measure space for a painting.
The painting that she's putting up is by Yasuo Kuniyoshi. This is called Circus Girl Resting, and it was actually one of the most infamous paintings in the entire exhibition. It is by a Japanese-American artist who was certainly one of the best-known artists of his time period.
Circus Girl Resting is getting a central placement in the exhibition because of its notoriety. The canvas itself is warm, with bright yellow, red, and brown paint. A large woman clad in a scarlet dress and black stockings that leave a thigh exposed stares at those observing the painting. One of the straps of her dress has fallen, so a breast is partially exposed.
It became somewhat infamous, not only because members of Congress questioned its aesthetic merits, but even President Harry Truman criticized this particular painting publicly. He famously said, although perhaps inappropriately, if that's painting, I'm a Hottentot. The paintings were selected really as examples of modern American art. And so you had a number of the major American artists at that time represented, and they would usually be represented in this exhibition by more than one example. So for instance, there was a Kuniyoshi that went to Europe, but there was also a Kuniyoshi that went to the other American republics. There are a number of images that deal with war, conflict, with the reconstruction of society.
The United States Department of State assembled this collection of modernist paintings in 1946 to show the world America's artistic coming of age and to illustrate the freedoms of expression enjoyed by contemporary American artists. The exhibition was meant to tour Eastern Europe, the Caribbean, and Latin America, regions at that time considered the political and ideological battlegrounds between democracy and communism.
There were a number of attempts on a cultural front to create a voice for freedom of expression, or at least how Americans saw it, through this exhibit and through the State Department programs.
Advancing American Art premiered in New York at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in October 1946, before being split into two touring groups. The Eastern Hemisphere exhibition traveled from New York to Paris and then to Czechoslovakia. The Caribbean and Latin American section premiered in Havana, Cuba in late 1946 and then traveled to Port-au-Prince, Haiti. The tour was stopped before the exhibition could show in Hungary, Poland, or Venezuela.
Probably the most successful exhibition was in Prague, Czechoslovakia, where it was lauded as a very important exhibit. The president of Czechoslovakia at the time, President Beneš, visited the exhibition, spent over an hour there looking at the paintings, talking about them. There was a huge fanfare that accompanied that exhibition.
But the criticism back home began to eclipse any success abroad.
The great irony of this exhibit is that even though it is intended to represent freedom of expression, and in many ways it did, it was a very diverse exhibit. There were a lot of artists that came from a variety of ethnic, cultural, social backgrounds. But by early 1947, Congress had a real problem with this exhibit because they believed, on one hand, that the State Department shouldn't be buying art with its budget, but number two, and perhaps more importantly for our purposes, that the exhibition gave a bad image of the United States abroad, that it was somehow depicting the United States as a nation of poor, of socially oppressed, and so on. And one of the tactics that they actually took was to look at the political background of many of the artists involved. And there were several artists that were identified as not only being leftists, but having some affiliation either at present or in their past with communist organizations.
George A. Dondero, the Republican representative of Michigan, who served on the Committee on Public Works during that time, exemplifies one of the more extreme forms of discontent. Dondero told reporters, quote, "Art that does not glorify our country in plain, simple terms breeds dissatisfaction. It is therefore opposed to our government, and those who create it and promote it are enemies," end quote. Benshan, a Lithuanian-American artist, was one of the many targets of Representative Dondero's criticisms. One of his paintings rests on the wall near the circus girl resting.
The painting over here by Benshan, which is in the Fred Jones Jr. Museum of Art collection, is called Renaissance. And it was really intended by Sean as an image of the reconstruction after the war. So you can see that tangle of metal in the background on the right side of the painting. And then in the foreground, you have a column. In this case, sort of creating this juxtaposition of destruction versus reconstruction. That is, the rebirth of society. And for Sean, this really was a painting about the sort of reconstitution of Europe after World War II.
The art was sold off. As a result of the policy at that time, public institutions, including the University of Oklahoma, received a 95% discount on the art. The University of Oklahoma bought about 30 paintings. The museum bought a George O'Keefe painting for about $50.
So it was an incredible steal.
107 of the 117 works from the original collection were retrieved for the current exhibition, making it the most complete showing of the original Advancing American Arts exhibition. For Assignment Radio, I'm Ajinar Setawaldi.